Hey, folks, there's a very common sense reason gold is pushing all-time highs. Actually, there's quite a few. The cost of goods is rising despite interest rate controls by the Fed. The national debt is blowing up. Interest payments on the national debt are crazy. $34 trillion. More getting printed every day. Where's that money going in the economy? What's it doing in the economy? It's chasing goods. What's that doing? Causing inflation. That's why you want to own assets like gold. You got to diversify your savings. I use Birch Gold Group, B-I-R-C-H, have for a long time. Help secure a portion of your savings with gold from Birch Gold like I did. Text Dan, my first name, to 989898 and get your free info kit. Just take a look at it. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers too, you can count on Birch Gold like I do. Just text Dan to 989898, claim your free information kit, and protect your savings from uncertainty and inflation and the ravages of it today. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Big thank you from the bottom of my sometimes soft and broken heart. Barrett News Media with a great story to the Dan Bongino. Everybody, a little round of applause. Come on, they're all excited, my man. Dan Bongino retains the top news talk podcast spot in March. You all are the best. Love you guys. You know, I put these up there because I appreciate it. I can only listen to the show once. There's four people here. Me, Avita, Tony, and Guy. There's four listens. That's it. So when we get millions of listens per show and views and all that other stuff, it's because of you. So it's Guy. He refreshes a million times a day. He's bored when he's not doing his Dungeons and Dragons. I appreciate it. We love you guys. Thank you so much for keeping us on top. Number one, according to Triton in the news space. So that's great. All right. My cannibalism theory of the left is coming true in live time, okay? Just quickly following up on this. I told you a long time ago that the left would eat itself alive. When you fester and promote anti-Semitism on your campus with a bunch of Marxist professors, some of which, by the way, are actually Jewish themselves, It's amazing to me that I've warned you about this. Like, these people want to kill you. That some people are now stunned that the chickens are coming home to roost and destroying the college campus. Guy, you've been here the longest. How long have I been warning about the cannibalism theory? At least as long as he's been here. I have warned over and over leftists. Jewish, Muslim, Catholic, Christian, Hindu, I don't care. Dear lefties, I'm telling you right now, it's only a matter of time before these people come to kill you too. You do what you want with that. But don't say I didn't warn you, dipshits. I've told you why the cannibalism theory is true. And again, this is not an Uncle Brosie segment. That's a totally different cannibalism theory. Because conservatives started ignoring these assholes a long time ago. And I don't mean ignoring like we don't know they're there. I mean, they come after us and we give them the middle finger. Yeah, oh, that's right. We about 2 years ago, we put up this article about how lefty NGOs. Yeah, it was an article about how the NGOs couldn't believe they'd hired a bunch of liberal crazies who were then internally sabotaging the NGO. Folks, we started ignoring these assholes a long time ago. So because they need to cancel someone, I warned you they were simply going to move on to lefties, like college campus people who are lefties. And now it's happening. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to me, dipshits. I told you a long time ago. And trust me when I tell you, it's going to get worse. These people want to kill you too.
More in a minute, but first.
MD hearing. It's great seeing my family for Easter, but it reminded me that millions of adults every year over the age of 65, they start to lose their hearing. I'm actually starting to lose a bit of mine now. MD Hearing is an FDA-registered rechargeable hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. MD Hearing's Neo model costs over 90% less than clinic hearing aids. And the Neo is MD Hearing's smallest hearing aid ever. It fits inside your ear. MD Hearing recently cut their price in half. That means you get the high-quality, rechargeable digital hearing aids for only $297 a pair. MD Hearing has sold over 1.5 million hearing aids. They offer a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee. MD Hearing was just selected to be the hearing aid supplier for top Medicare Advantage plans. So they're a brand, you can trust. go to shopmdhearing.com. Shopmdhearing.com. Use promo code PATRIOT to get their new $297 when you buy a pair offer. Plus, they're adding a free extra charging case. That's a $100 value just for listeners of my show. That's shopmdhearing.com and use our promo code PATRIOT and get their new $297 when you buy a pair offer. Check them out. Shopmdhearing.com. Folks, the tyrants are freaking out. They're freaking out over the polling right now because this Trump trial that was designed to start to decimate Donald Trump's credibility in the eyes of the public has only enhanced it as Donald Trump is slowly but progressively, pun intended, martyred by the left that thought there was going to be a legal crucifixion going on, okay? They are really, really upset right now that the polling is breaking down in the opposite direction. They have to insulate now. They have to insulate Joe Biden from the truth of what they're doing, this political prosecution. This is a component of gaslighting, right? You need to understand what gaslighting is. It's a term that's thrown around a lot, but you need to understand in detail what it is. It's lying to people often, lying to people confidently. But the fourth part is the most critical. It's you have to isolate people from the truth. You can never let them see the truth. Everybody knows these prosecutions in New York are being pushed by the Biden White House. Every serious person. I want you to watch CNN try to run interference. It's a very important interview piece. Dana Bash is interviewing Kristi Noem. She knows for a fact this is politically motivated, these prosecutions. But watch her try to claim that there's no evidence, despite evidence being all over the place, if she just opened her freaking dopey eyeballs. Check this out.
I'm hoping that this judge makes the right decision. I'm hoping these jurors can come in and be unbiased, and we'll let this case go forward in a swift manner that allows President Trump to get back on the campaign trail. Americans deserve to hear from their candidates, and the Democrats and the activists are using this trial to derail him, to keep him in court instead of out talking to Americans about what their real concerns are. And their real concerns are their everyday lives. They need a leader in the White House who gets up every day and puts them first and doesn't raise their taxes, yeah, doesn't overregulate them, take away their freedoms, and give all our money to other countries instead of making sure that we're taking care of America first and keeping us safe and secure.
I just want to say for the record, there's absolutely no evidence that President Biden is involved in this. This is a case that is being brought in the state of New York by the Manhattan DA.
That's what I think is remarkable, is that if you look at President Biden and what he's done and what his son has done and the fact that
has nothing,
they are not being prosecuted for some of their crimes, that has nothing to do with this.
That has nothing to do with this. My question is
true, completely different.
Yeah.
We have a judicial system right now that's being used against certain members of certain parties.
My other point that I want to make up.
Okay. Dana Bash and the left wing do this all the time. And I need you, please, because this show, again, it's got to be edutainment, educational entertainment. I'm not here to just be entertaining. And I'm not here to just be educational. It's got to be a little bit of both. But if you don't learn something, the whole freaking show is useless and there's no point. You have to learn to dissect this argument. I love Kristi Noem and I love these other people, but I'm not into politicians and doing their thing and it's not personal. You got to get better at this. There's a way to refute this. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. I'm asking you guys and ladies in the chat, listening on Apple and Spotify, to spread the word. This, there's no evidence, has been used for 6 years, and yet conservatives and Republicans keep getting nailed by this stupid argument. There is a very simple comeback to this. And the comeback is, are you confusing evidence with conclusions? Because there's certainly a ton of evidence that this is politically motivated. Let's go through it. You may draw a different conclusion, but you saying there's no evidence is absurd. Let me give you a quick example of what I mean. If Tony's sitting right in front of me, right? Let's say there's a bank robbed in Tony's neighborhood. There may be some evidence that Tony committed that bank robbery. He lives in a neighborhood. He has an account there. He's on a Ring doorbell within 10 minutes of it being robbed, you know, walking down the street. That's evidence. Is it a conclusion that he robbed the bank? No, it could just be circumstantial. Tony was walking down a block when the freaking bank got robbed. But there is evidence. To Republicans, please stop getting effed over by this talking point. It's pissing me off. There is a ton of evidence the Biden White House is behind these prosecutions. Molly Hemingway is very good at this. She's a fantastic debater. I think it's because she writes. and she does a lot of cable news. She is a master debater. You have to put a pause between those two words. Say it quickly. You'll see what I mean. Molly Hemingway's very good at this. There's no evidence the Biden White House is behind this. How about the fact that the guy who literally did the opening argument in Twinkie's Alvin Bragg's case against Donald Trump yesterday was the number three official in Joe Biden's DOJ? That's called what, fellas? Freaking evidence. Play this cut.
Who was leading the opening statement today against the president?
Matthew Colangelo, who used to be the number three under Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice. He left that cushy job at the Department of Justice to go be a line prosecutor in a city office. That shows how coordinated this is. It's not just him. In fact, there was a law firm here in New York City that's known as a Democrat law firm that handed over a few of its attorneys to help bring charges against Donald Trump. This is part of a widespread and coordinated effort, and I think everyone kind of knows it.
Guys, ladies, listen to me, man. I'm not trying to pile on anyone. If you're going to go on CNN or MSNBC or any of these shit can liberal networks or talk to the New York Times, which I don't recommend you do, but if you're going to do it, then you damn well better be ready to answer basic questions. I don't know how many times we have to go over this. Yes, Dana, whatever the hell her name is, Dana. There is evidence. You may draw a different conclusion because you're a Democrat, but what do you mean there's no evidence? Biden's number three official, Matt Colangelo, the number three guy in the DOJ, left the DOJ in this extremely high-profile position to go try an NDA case under a local prosecutor in New York City? And what are you, Dana, dopey? What the hell do you call that? It's called evidence, moron. What other conclusion would you draw? Matthew Colangelo really wanted to go live in crime-ridden New York City to work under a guy who can't stop eating Twinkies, and he left one of the most important spots in the entire world, the number three spot in DOJ. Here is the one thing. The rotting carcass said yesterday, it's true. It was a slip, though. Even that he got wrong. Here, check this out.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? Every time, because you can't be trusted, because you're full of shit. No, you didn't drive an 18-wheeler. No, you weren't raised in the Puerto Rican community. No, you weren't raised in the Black community. You weren't raised in the Jewish community. No, you didn't fight corn pop. No, you weren't a civil rights activist. No, you didn't graduate at the top of your class. You didn't wake up to oil slicks on your window. You're just generally full of shit. Folks, no more of this guy. No more of this guy. No more of this guy. 10, 10, and 10. You know the rules. You have from now to the election to send 10 emails, make 10 posts about the election, and call 10 friends to vote. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to win. I'm really sorry, but if in a few months you can't do that, you're not serious about winning. And I'm not here to jerk you around either. You got a country to save. As my friend Ginny says to me all the time, you're the leaders we've been waiting for. Don't wait for someone else. You've got a country to take back. It's yours. Go get it. Grab it and take it. It's not going to save itself. Braver people than us handed us down this. My grandfather fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He never even talked about it. These were really brave people. They gave us this place. We got to protect it. No more of this guy. This guy's a dog, man. He's garbage. That's an insult to dogs. He knows he can bullshit younger voters too, because they're impressionable. It's not their fault. They don't have the life experience. They just don't. Everything to them isn't as real as it is to you. When you talk about a career in kids, it's tough to explain that to an 18-year-old because they haven't had a career yet or kids. Biden understands that. So unlike conservatives that tell these kids the truth, the world's a beautiful place, but things are hard and the world isn't fair. Anyone telling you the world is fair and equitable is full of shit. Anyone. The world is a tough place, but don't be its victim. View an obstacle as a stepping stone and jump over. That's not what Biden does. He gives everyone an easy way out. College is free. Community college is free. We need to get out. We're going to tax more rich people. You're not going to pay any taxes. The rich people are. Where the hell do you think you're getting your job from? It's probably a rich guy. Who do you think hires these people? Why don't Republicans, why are they so afraid to tell people that? Did you see this viral video made its way around TikTok? Again, I'm going to say in advance, I'm not even sure this is real, that it's not parody, but this has been going all over the internet. It's some young lady, and if this is a joke, it's not even a good one. Either way, it makes the point, because I bet you some liberals believe this. She's wondering why we just can't, like, print more money to get out of this whole debt situation and inflation problem. Just print more. I'm telling you, even if it is a joke, there are kids who believe this. Check this out.
USA is in debt. Everybody's in debt. Why don't we just print more money? And hold on, because I've heard the whole inflation, it'll go up topic. Well, just don't. Just don't make it go up. Just get the printers going. Let's print some more money. Like, what? Aren't we the ones printing money? Hold on. Let me really logically think about this. The trees make paper. The paper is money. Okay, so we cut down more trees, snip, snip, and we print some more money. The world would be a better place if I was president. No inflation, nothing goes up. We just print more money. We don't just give it away, but we print it, and then we're not in debt anymore. Because aren't we, like, a lot in debt? Okay, I'm not stupid. But, like, for real, though.
I'm not even mad at this. I don't know who she is. I don't even care. I don't even care if it's a joke or not. I'm telling you that there are people who believe this. There's an actual name for it. It's called MMT, Modern Monetary Theory. I'm not kidding. Look it up yourself. Modern Monetary Theory. Write it down. Look it up if you think I'm effing with you. There are people who believe what she just said. In case you're mad at her. There are people who probably told her that. They probably didn't mention MMT, but there are serious, quote, academics who actually believe this. So I to this young lady, why can't we just print money to ice out our debt and everything else and just pay off all our bills? Pull money out of it for a second. Any single product, service, money's a service, right? The service is what? What's the service of money? Does anybody know? Money's a store of value. That's all it is. Tony works, I give him money, which he understands is a store of his value. I don't give him refrigerators because Tony says, well, it'd be nice, but I can't trade if it's not liquid. What am I going to do? Hump a refrigerator around and trade it for chickens? I need something portable. So human beings decided on this paper thing called money, where we just all agree it's worth something. Is money worth anything? No. No, what are you going to do? Eat it? Maybe you can burn it. And it's got enough chemicals and you probably don't even want to do that. It's useless. It is a store of value. That's the service money provides. To get it, you have to do stuff. So pull money out of the equation. You just want to create more of it, pay off the debt. Imagine you're selling a product here. You're selling coins. Someone gave me this coin. It's a nice one. And this is a rare coin. You're selling these and this is a pretty cool one. And you're selling them, I don't know, $5 each. And people really want this coin. It's a new hot thing. What would happen if someone came into the coin market, produced this exact same coin, the exact same thing, and flooded the market with these coins? Do you think you could charge less or more for them? Anyone? Less. Because the market's got a ton of them. There's a ton of supply. Money's no different, kids. Money's a store of value. If you just randomly print it and hand it out, the value of the store of value goes down, just like the value of the coins if you flood the market. When you're the only guy in the market with the coin, it's worth a whole lot. I want a Hank Aaron rookie card. The one I have has holes in it because I can't afford a gem one right now. If the Hank Aaron rookie card just flooded the market and someone found 20,000 of them, the price goes down. Supply, demand. That's why we can't print money. See, us as conservatives, we have to talk to kids like this and tell them the truth. not loser D-canoe plagiarist kid-sniffing Biden. Free money, kids. We're going to print it. And everybody's like, oh, that sounds great.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.